Christian History Magazine, Issue 43, Volume 13, Number 3. Reading the Bible Backwards. From the editor, Mark Galley. Mark Galley is managing editor of Christian History Magazine. On our cover, the Apostle John receives divine inspiration to write his revelation. The painting dramatically pictures what we at Christian History believe. All Scripture is inspired by God. Yet we also know that God usually works through history to accomplish His will. This is certainly true when it comes to the Bible. The Bible is not only a history of divine action in the world, it is also a divine book with a history of its own, a sometimes violent and controversial history. The history of the Bible is such an immense topic we've been able only to glance at the Middle Ages, and we've stopped with the Authorized or King James Version. We are also trying something a little different, doing history backward, acting as detectives seeking answers to ever deeper questions. We begin with the more recent and familiar, the Crown of English Bibles, page 6, a look at the King James and earlier English versions, going back to John Wycliffe's. The curious, of course, ask, but what happened with the Bible before Wycliffe? So the Gallery, page 18, gives a glimpse of the Bible's leading players in the early Church and Middle Ages. The more curious still look further back. How did Christian scholars know which ancient books were to be regarded as Christian scripture? Turn to A Testament is Born, page 24, to find a fascinating answer to this knotty question. Going back even further, one wonders how we determined which books belong in the first half of our Bible. How we got our Old Testament, page 32, gives a succinct explanation.